Welcome to the Words of Life with God's servant, Pastor Obed Joy Obin. Get set for a life-transforming word right from the ovens of heaven.
And many people shall go and say, come ye, let us go to the mountain of the Lord and to the house of God of Jacob as his ways, and we will walk in his path. And out of Zion shall go forth the law and the word of the Lord from Jerusalem. This is a prophecy concerning the last day, church, that many people will come and know the truth. Many people will come and be saved. Many people will see that the mountain of the Lord shall be exalted. You being a church individual, the time and the day has come where you shall also be exalted above all other people, above all other areas. It takes the glory of God to make one to be exalted. Is somebody here with me? So I'm so much convinced by the word of God that we are living in the days of our supernatural favors. We are living in the days of supernatural jewels. We are living in a day where God says that I'm going to give you supernatural speed. Ah, my God, in case you wanted to turn back, it is too late for you. Because God wants me to tell it to know that you have just entered into supernatural acceleration. Wherever the glory of the Lord is, he brings you into a supernatural acceleration. Can I prophesy this morning? I don't know about you, but things are going to accelerate, and you are going to outrun them in the name of Jesus Christ. I decree and declare over your life this morning in the name of Jesus that every prayer that you have made that is hanging somewhere between the earth and the heavens this morning is going to be released in the name of Jesus Christ. This morning in the name of Jesus, anything that is holding on, anything that has held you up right now is taking leave of you right now in the name of Jesus Christ. My God, any holdings of your life is being activated now in the name of Jesus Christ. God is bringing you to the place and a season where every prayer you have made is receiving answers right now in the name of Jesus Christ. Even before you prayed this morning, God says I should tell somebody that your prayers are being answered right now. Your prayers are being answered right now. Answers to your prayers are arriving right now. There is an acceleration in every area of your life. Acceleration in your spiritual realm, in your physical realm. In the name of Jesus Christ, your prayers will no longer linger nor hinder. In the name of Jesus Christ, somebody's at the right place and at the right time. And I declare prophetically that the time has come where his word will be exalted in your life. So this is a prophetic season. Under the glory of the Lord, there are answers to prayer. Under the glory of the Lord, any hold on your life is activated. That is weak. That is any hold on your life is activated. Yeah. Under the glory of the Lord, that there is enough speed to get you where God wants you to get to. Yeah. I came to remind you that you are in the days of your glorious life. Yeah. As a child of God. In Ephesians chapter number 5, verse number 27, the Bible says that Paul in his writing made us to understand that he might present unto himself, Jesus will present you unto himself a glorious church, a church not having spots or wrinkle or any such thing, but that it should be holy and without blemish. Jesus is presenting you and I as a glorious church. In Romans chapter number 8, verse number 30, Paul also made us to understand again that you have been called unto glory. He said, to them that he predestinated, them he also called. And them that he called, he also justified. And them that he justified, he also glorified. So there is no reason for you to live a shameful life. There is no reason as a child of God. No, come on, I wish I have the right people. Let it get into your spirit. There is no reason for you to live a shameful life as a child of God. There is no reason. There is no reason for you to live a life that is below what God has set for you to live. God says that before the world was laid, I have predestinated your life. I called you unto something. I separated you for a purpose. I have called you in order to glorify you. God didn't call us to shame us, but he called us for glory. So I want to rewind and repeat to somebody here that there is no reason under the surface of the sun for you to live a shameful life. Anything that brings shame under this atmosphere, under this glory, may that shame be taken away in the name of Jesus Christ. Anything that brings you tears under this atmosphere, may that shame be taken away in the name of Jesus Christ. You have been ordained for glory, that you will be able to make it and take your place. And I see you taking your place. Until you are glorified, you don't take your place. Until you are glorified, you don't take your place here on earth. In other words, until you are glorified, you don't take your place in career. Until you are glorified, you don't take your place in academics, in marriage, in business. Until you are glorified, it takes the glory of the Lord for you to take your place in life. It takes the glory. It takes the glory. That is why this month is very, very important for you and I to come to understand that the glory of God is everything to the believer. The glory of the Lord is everything to the believer. Moses, after all the mighty signs and wonders, the great things that God did through him, Moses said, Lord, I am not moving an inch if your presence does not go before me. What else is Moses looking for? What else? Having seen the Red Sea open, having seen mighty miracles, he placed his rod down and it turned into snake, and he swallowed that of the magicians of Pharaoh. He did mighty things. He commanded frogs. He commanded darkness to come. In fact, as a matter of fact, because of Moses' word and prayer, all the firstborns of Egypt had to die within a night. Oh my God, what a miracle. He turned the sea into blood. What a miracle. What a man. But yet, Moses endeavored in his spirit that, Father, I'm not moving an inch. Your people are not going. We are not taking a step. We are not going. We can't go. We can't go until your presence go before us. Because wherein shall your people be distinguished if your presence does not go with us? Wherein can we be separated and be different from the other people if that your presence does not go? So the glory of God is everything to the believer. The glory of the Lord is everything to the believer. You may see miracles. You may hear testimonies. You may have issues around you. But not until you experience the glory, you are never distinguished. You are never separated. And this morning we are here to maximize the moment in which God has brought us in. If indeed God has spoken that we are beholding his glory and becoming who he is, then let it be so. Let the glory fall upon us. Let the glory come upon us. May the glory distinguish us. May the glory make us different. May the glory. And God says that, Moses, you have seen enough. You have seen enough. You have seen enough. In terms of glory, I mean, if there are greats, you have seen enough. Therefore, I'll let my goodness pass over you. My goodness pass over you. I came to let you know that you haven't seen anything yet. Come on, that is weak for somebody. You haven't seen anything yet. What you mean, or what you have experienced as a goodness, is to your standard. It's to the level of how you know goodness to be. The little blessings you are enjoying is nothing compared to the goodness of God in your life. David said that, yet though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I'll fear no evil. For thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of my enemies. And thou anointed my head with oil. So of all this, he said, surely. Come on, surely. He can deliver you as you go through the shadow of death. He can set a table before you in the presence of your enemies. He can anoint your head with oil where you'll be overflowing. But surely there is something that is about God's goodness that never leaves a man or never lets him alone. Goodness and mercies. If you don't experience anything at all, I want to believe that the least of what God would do today is that he's going to let his goodness pass over somebody. Oh, come on. Whether you respond it or not, I know I didn't come for everybody. I know this service is not for everybody. That's why we don't have everybody here. But I know there are some few people that God has destined this program for. And I believe they are not living here the same. God is meeting them right at the point of their need. I came to let you know that the least you will ever experience today under his glory is that his goodness will pass over you. You will experience his goodness from now till the end of the year and beyond. Every step along the way shall be a step of goodness. In fact, you will emit what you radiate. You will admit what you radiate. You will admit what you radiate. Is anybody here with me? Oh my God, goodness will be your portion. Is anybody here?
Yeah. So the Bible makes it clear. It is the goodness of the Lord that Moses experienced and made his life different. So you don't take your place in life. You don't take your place in life. You don't take your place in career. You don't take your place in any area of your life. You don't take your place in any area of your life. You don't take your place in any of your area of your life until you are glorified. And goodness becomes more like an aura that surrounds a man. Goodness. Goodness. Your very nature becomes good. Whatever you do, therefore, becomes good. In fact, you are received because you are good. Have you come to a place in point in time where you haven't met a person before, But the moment they see you, say, this is a good person. You don't need to go through that interview. The moment they saw you, oh, you qualify for the job. You are the right person we have been looking for. It is a grace and anointing that comes upon a man that makes all that you do to be well. Remember how God anointed Jesus Christ of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and with what? Power. And what did he do? He went about doing good. He was good himself. And therefore, good was an automatic response that was coming to meet the needs of people that he met. Because he was good, anybody that he came into contact with had to experience who he is. I came to let you know that after this meeting, anybody who comes into contact with you will experience the goodness of God in your life. Anybody who comes into contact with you will see the glory of the Lord surrounding your life. They will begin to ask, what is happening? It's just because they came into contact with you. And they wouldn't know why things have changed. They wouldn't know why the business is working. Why things have all of a sudden turned around. It's because they employed you. It's because they gave you an opportunity. It's because they gave you a hand. I see that grace coming upon you. Rest. Somebody's blessed. But you must understand that in beholding the glory, or in beholding, he said that, and we beheld his glory, and we beheld his glory, which means to look or to see. To behold means to look or to see. To look or to see. And in scripture, it is very, very indicative to understand that in looking in the face of God means coming to the place of prayer. Because you don't look into the face of God like a mumui. You don't come and stand there and say, Lord, here I come with my face. But anytime you behold the face of God, what the scriptures are telling us is that you are coming to the place of what? Prayer. So your glorious life, this glorious life, which brings goodness into a man's life, which makes a man good, and therefore is able to emit good and make good and receive good and let people know good out of you, this goodness of glory that comes unto a man doesn't come on a silver platter, but it comes on the altar of prayer. Goodness, glory. The Bible says the Lord gives grace and glory. Can I push it? The Lord gives grace and glory, and no good thing would he withhold from them that walk it upright. The Lord is a sun and a shield. The Lord is a sun and a shield. SS. The Lord is a sun and a shield. He gives grace and glory. GNG. He gives grace and glory, and no good thing will he withhold from them that walk it upright. So we contact the glory of God on the altar of prayer. It takes the altar of prayer to see your glorious life emerge. Why? Because on the altar of prayer, that is where fire is generated. Fire is generated. Somebody is blessed. So the glory of a believer never emerges until that believer goes through fire. Goes through fire. And how is fire generated? Fire is generated on the altar of prayer. On the altar of prayer. So we behold him. We beheld his glory. the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. Now in Malachi chapter number 3, talking about the messenger of the covenant, the new covenant, that is the Holy Spirit. The Bible said, he said that when he comes, he will refine us with fire. Now, Malachi chapter number, now, okay, let's start from verse number 2. He said, but who may abide the day of his coming? And who shall stand when he appeareth? For he is like a refiner's fire. He is like what? Talking about the Holy Spirit. He will refine your life. And like a fuller soul. No wonder John said, there is someone who is coming, who is mightier than I, whose lace I'm not worthy to untie. Is anybody here with me? And he said that he will baptize you with the Holy Ghost and with hot fire. So talking about the Holy Spirit, he is the refiner's fire. He is the one that refines the believer, so that the believer will be able to see his glorious life emerging. Is somebody following me? The best example I can give is having gold. How many of you have seen gold before? Gold in Allstate. When I say Allstate, gold which has just been brought from the ground. How many of you have seen one before? Nobody has seen one before. Oh, there's no Galamsey person here. No Galamsey people. Amen. Just go and find one. When you see gold, when it is just brought from the ground, you wouldn't love it. You wouldn't appreciate it. It's full of debt. You wouldn't love it. You can even use it as a stone and just throw it somewhere. Is anybody here with me? Sometimes that is how your life is. Your lives are covered with debris, with debt, with all kinds of confusion and all kinds of perplexities, issues surrounding here and there. You are dull. They call it dross. Something that is covering your destiny. Now, how do you get gold refined? How do you get gold to be shining like your earrings and like your wedding rings? How do you get gold to be glittering and to be blistering and to be shining in a way that you see it and everybody, every good woman here wants to touch it? Yeah. Everybody wants to touch it. This is beautiful. Every good woman here wants to be given a golden ring. Is anybody here like that? But gold did not just come to the place of that glittering, of that blistering nature, of that state where it becomes an attraction, very attractive for anybody who loves it. But before gold will get to that particular state, it has to go through the refining state. The refining state is when it is passed through the highest degree of temperature, sometimes above 100 degrees Celsius, 120, 150, 180. When it's gone through fire, all the dirt and all the dross leaves it. And the gold becomes so refined. And you see it and it's so attractive and you love it. Honey, can we buy that one? Baby, don't you think that one is nice? 18 carats of gold. Oh, that one is 10 grams. And you are excited. And you are happy. So is your destiny. Not until you go through fire. Not until you go through fire. You are never refined. not until you go through fire. You don't see your glorious destiny. I came to let you know that this morning, under such glory, every debris, every impurity, every dross that is covering your destiny, as you have come to the altar of prayer, fire is being generated right now. Fire is being generated right now. That is refining your life, refining your destiny, refining your career, refining your marriage, refining your children, refining anything that concerns your life. I came to let you know that you are at the right place and at the right time. Today you are not living here the same. On this altar, you shall be refined. On this altar, fire is generating out of you. In the name of Jesus Christ, somebody rise up and shout hallelujah. They saw my glory in everyone sitting here. Remember, you have been made for glory. No. You are not coming for glory, but you have been made. There is glory inside of you, but you didn't know until you went through the refiner's fire. Today, the Holy Spirit is going to take all of us through his refiner's fire. You came through this door, but before you will leave, you would have been refined, body, soul, and spirit. In the name of Jesus Christ, I see people living this house with their glorious golden destiny shining forth right now. In the name of the Lord Jesus, come on, if you believe it, shout yeah! Hey, in case you don't know, there is glory in you. Some of you, you have come to adopt the adage that don't mind the body. By my heart. Because the body is not good. The outward appearance is not right. But that is the most unfortunate adage. Because whatever you are within must show. In the kingdom of God, you project what is within you. That which is within a man is what comes out. But the sad thing is that we believe we have something great, but yet people see otherwise. We are not able to show up that which is within us. I came to let you know, under this prayer summit, maximizing the moment, the glory that God has deposited in you, the glory that you have been created to be, before the foundation of this world was laid, he said that I called you and I justified you, that I will glorify you. This was not by your permission. This was not by consultation with any man. When God created you, he created you for glory. And at this particular meeting, that glory within you is showing up right now. Oh, come on, only few people are here. I said it is showing up right now. That glory of his marriage, that destiny is showing up right now. It is showing in every area of your life. Your spirituality, your marriage, your career, your education, it is showing up. I said it is showing up. I said it is showing up. I said it is showing up. In the blood of shout, yeah. You are not living here the same. Jesus told Martha. This morning, I'm telling you the same. It is not about many things. Tap somebody and say, it's not about many things. But one thing This one.
It is not about many breakthroughs. It is not about many relationships. It is not about many connections. It is not about many people you know. It is not about many things that must happen to you this morning. But one case. I wish somebody's in tune. Just. Oh, look at you. Oh, just one thing. I came as a prophet of God, called to do His will, that this meeting, one miracle, oh, just one miracle, just one testimony, just one encounter, is silencing every situation. Just one. Somebody's here. You don't need many things. Just one. Just one. Just one. Just one. To settle score. Just one. Just one. Just one. I don't know who I'm speaking to, but that thing God says, I'm going to let my glory show up in your life. My goodness will be seen over your life. Come on, one miracle, one testimony, it is coming up to you right now, right now, right now. Receive that thing this morning. Is that you will experience His glory? Hallelujah. In the kingdom of God, the altar at which glory emerges is the altar of prayer. No matter how you see it, no matter how you see it, the altar through which glory emerges is the altar of God. Hallelujah. And at the altar of prayer, that is where fire is released to refine your destiny. Somebody's blessed. Now sit down. You must understand this. That, you see, we are living in a situation, in an environment where people are taking prayer for granted. But you must understand this. Prayer is something you cannot reason yourself with. You want to reason yourself through prayer. Okay, let us pray. Then you start giving reasons. Then when you are done, you say, I am done. I have finished praying. We don't reason to pray. Or we don't reason through prayer. Let me be clear on that. We don't reason through prayer. We don't reason through prayer. Prayer is made. We don't reason through prayer. We don't reason through prayer. Not only prayer, but we don't reason through fire. We don't reason through fire. I mean, have you seen somebody going through fire or seeing fire and start thinking what to do? Fire is fire. You don't reason your way out to create it. Is somebody here with me? You don't confess yourself to fire. No. You don't. Fire is only generated on the altar of what? Prayer. Amen. You don't declare yourself to generate fire. No. But it is only done on the altar of prayer. Hallelujah. When you need fire, you pray yourself. Is the point I'm trying to make. Anybody who needs fire, you do what? That is weak. You do what? Anybody who needs fire must pray himself into what? Into fire. Somebody's blessed. You pray yourself into
What does fire do? Many of you have heard me say that two major things that the Holy Spirit does in the life of the believer. Number one, power to prevail and fire to progress. When you carry divine acceleration. Can I repeat? Rewind and repeat. Are you following me? What the Shemi? What the hell? Let me tell you something. When you go to a service like this, and you don't want to write anything, and still you want to be blessed, just let your attention, your eyes, be on the man of God. That's all. Just watch him closely. Because I'm not just releasing words, I'm releasing spirit. As you watch me, I'm transferring the word, which is spirit and life, into you. And as you watch, don't close your mouth throughout. When it is time for you to respond, open it. Say, open your mouth wide and I will fill it. Listen, God who created your senses uses your senses to bless you. Amen. Have sense of hearing, seeing, sense of what? Mouth gone. Taste. You are laughing at me. I know. Sense of touch. All these things are mediums through which God uses to reach you. Are you understanding me? It will never happen. Your ears, your sight. Listen, let me tell you one secret. If I go to a program and I see the man of God to be somebody that I want to tap the grace of God upon his life, when I go to the program, attention, baby. I'll watch him closely. Whatever he does, I do some. Whatever he does, I'll do some. Just say, you're not popping to me out there and out there. But I watch the man of God closely. Let me tell you. Because he is the set man that God at that moment has placed over you. And whatever he carries, you must contact it. So how? It is not physical contact. But as I watch him, as I'm doing it, then I'm getting the transfer of the anointing. and the grace. And this, maybe I have to teach you. Maybe I have to teach you because it is very important. Many of you have heard Pastor Adeboye. How many of you have heard it? I was watching one of their videos recently. I think they had a program recently and I was watching it. And now he has the biggest church in Nigeria. And in his church, he has all these Igwes. And I want to see the cream of Nigeria is in the church. And thankfully, they've been lined up at the front seat. And now it spreads like that. And the church goes more from here out to the streets, the main street. It spreads like that. And all the Igwes are lining in front with their, you know, when you see them, you see them ask for this before they are challenged. When they come to church, there's no debt in the church. Amen. And to my surprise, when this man of God went on his knees on the altar, almost all the congregation went down on their knees. I said, wow. And what amazed me was the Igwes. For them, they didn't go on their knees. They lied prostrate. Charlie, I'm talking about rich people. You know, Nigeria, when somebody is rich, they is rich. Charlie, they are very rich. The man was just kneeling. And I think it's their culture. Because I saw they have laid mats in front of them. So when the man went on his knees, then all the Igwe people just lying prostrate. I said, no wonder Jesus said in Revelation that the kings will come and lay their crowns at the feet of Jesus. So this is just by the way. But I want you to understand that God is using every means to get his word to you in order to bless you. Fire! So why do you need to pray yourself into fire? Because fire will release your glorious destiny. And one thing that you know, that your destiny is glorious, is divine acceleration. Because fire in itself progresses. Fire progresses. One of the fastest things, I believe, apart from light, is fire. And they relate light and fire. No, light and fire. They shine their light and fire. If let this place be set on fire, within the next 30 minutes, I don't think we'll even pick anything here. Is somebody here with me? That is how fast. Is generated on the altar of prayer. So here this morning, we have come to generate fire that is going to give us divine acceleration for our glorious destiny. I'm giving you just one. In 1 Kings chapter number 18, many of you know the story. I wouldn't labor on it for some reason. Oh, thank you, Jesus. 1 Kings chapter number 18. We can start looking at it from verses number 45 and 46. Now he says, and it came to pass in the meanwhile that the heaven was black, clouds and wind, and there was a great rain. And Ahab rode and went to Jezreel. Hold it. Let me kind of paraphrase the story and then we push. When the people had neglected God, Jehovah God, and has taken upon themselves other gods, God raised a prophet and said, because my people have rejected me and are seeking after other gods, I'm going to cause drought and famine to come to the land. So go and tell the king that in the space of 3 years and more, there will never be what? Rain. No, what? He said, I have said it, that saith the Lord. And for 3.5 years, there was no rain. Then the word of the Lord came back to Elijah and said, Elijah, I also want you to pray that there should be rain. Because anytime we repent and turn towards God, God have mercy on us and God changes his mind concerning his people. So he said, and let there be rain. Jeremiah, go tell them that there's going to be rain. So the rain represents the glory of God. When the glory of God is showing upon the people, one way by which we know that the people are enjoying God's glory is that their land becomes fruitful and there is bountiful harvest. So when there is no glory, it means there is famine and there is drought. So rain becomes God's outpouring of his glory upon the land to make them fertile and to make their lives glorious. And how this glory show up? The Bible says that Elijah went onto the mountains, into the closet, and started what? Praying. Pakayasa, Lantabosha, Penketosh, Plesulaba. Father, you have said you command the rain, and therefore let the rain come, let the rain fall, let the clouds begin to fall. Pakaya Shabadosh Plegadesh Kalabadosh Pampale Lantoshi. Father, be merciful, show up in the life of your people, let the heavens open up. Let the heavens open. Let the rain fall. Fire, fire, fire. He said prayers. Now he told his servant, go and see whether the clouds are full. The servant went and said, Master, there is nothing. Lebadosh, Pakalush, Plendelish, Pampalush. Order, order, order. As for Bombay, then so order, order. And you know, only baby. Empire no oba na oba na osmo obi so onko re na se hwe ni ho a no abo ma ere hey chale ya ba ba but Elijah never gave up. He called the servant for the second time. Go and see whether the clouds are falling. Yeah, master. I said, yeah, we are not well born. Ah, Paya, Kaya, Eradi, when you must have Naka, what some say, Uninyamia, Udiatro, Wakano, Ebebemo, Eradi, Mamo Sasso, Shodi and Munyam. Mawanumasem Emrem Payadosh Kabarish Lebadosh Pankatosh Payadadosh. All this was creating fire. 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 Let me tell you. You need to gather enough fire here on earth to form a smoke to create your own cloud.
No, you didn't hear me right.
You didn't hear me right. So for the fourth time, fifth time, seventh, go and check whether the clouds are forming. Say, Master, are you gone? Many of us give up on the first count. Most of us whose faith are a little bit strong ends up giving up on the third, on the fourth, and sometimes on the fifth. And there are some people almost there, but they never get there. Because just as their miracle is about to drop, that is when they give up. Let me tell you, on this altar, we don't do magic. Tap on your head and say, Yenyankonya. Ena, Nyankopon, so, on your friend is saying, on your fast food, Nyankopon. Amen. In fact, so bad, so bad, so for former men, and you are the wrong place. Oh. If I can come in, come on, dear, and come at you, dear. Amen. Let me tell you, I don't care. I don't need to command the crowd. I need to do what God has commanded me. Yeah. I don't have to promise you something that I can't give. Trust in Jesus, trust in His word, and He will never fail you. Listen, for fifth count, sixth count, nothing was showing. But he never gave up. You give up too easily. Tell somebody say you give up too easily. No. You give up too easily. We don't serve a fast-track God. Yes, he's a God of all by himself. He can do anything within a second. I'm going to tell you something, because God is going to give somebody divine speed. And I know with the divine speed, you're going to move faster than. But do you know that before God will ever give you anything, he tests you. He tests your patience. He tests your patience. He tests how well you can wait for him. If God wants to give somebody speed, God is going to test you how long you are willing to wait for that speed. There are people who come here, Pastor, 2-3 years, we have prayed with prayer and we haven't seen anything. But I've seen people who just came today and God has done it. So what are you talking about? Hey! The Bible says, on the seventh count, he sent the messenger again. And he said, what do you see? I want to believe this time the messenger had to open his eyes very well, because praise God. Amen. Come on, if you are with me, shout a big amen. Amen. So, I want to believe this guy, this time, had to use a special lens. And that was a lens of faith. Amen. Sometimes you need to be connected with people who would have a lens of faith and be able to see the least of that which God is about to do. Is anybody here with me? I came to point to you that there is a cloud forming like a fist of hand. Sometimes we despise small beginnings. Sometimes we despise something when it is small. Oh, as for this one, there is no way that rain can form out of this. There is no way that it is going to rain. This is too small. Ah, this is too small. This is too small. That was the description of this guy. He said, no. I can see the cloud form like a fist of hand. I came here to let somebody know. I came here to let somebody know. Somebody change your lens. Come on, change your lens. Change your lens. Change your lens. Good. Thank God you are cleaning your eyes. But I'm talking about your spiritual lens. I don't know how to put this. But God would always give you a sign of something great that is about to do. Normally signs are not the real thing. But he will just show you a token. Something small, something that is not significant, something that is not really important, something that people will easily look down on. Some of us, sometimes you will just bring somebody your way, somebody that is not really more important. Sometimes it is just a little and a small job opportunity that he will bring your way. Sometimes it is a healing, just some instant healing that you may not necessarily feel it is anything important. Sometimes some little opportunity, something small that you will not even want to thank him for. But if you can get the tenacity and the faith to believe that if he did this small thing for me, then it is a prelude of something greater to happen. If God has done this, then I know something greater is about to drop on me. I don't know who I'm speaking to, but if he did it before, then he's doing it again. If he has started something in your life, then get ready. Come on, tell 5 people, get ready. Hey! Oh, come on, get ready. Come on, do I have the right people here? I don't know who I'm speaking to, but get ready. Oh, come on. Don't sit down and look at me like you don't know what I'm talking about. Top 3 people, 5 people, 8 people, according to your faith, tell them, get ready. If he healed you, then a bigger healing is coming. If he bless you, then bigger blessing is coming. If he promoted you, then bigger promotion is coming. I don't know who I'm speaking to. If he has done something for you, no matter how small it is, something Hallelujah! Hey! Tell somebody, don't despise small beginnings. Oh yes, don't despise small beginnings. Sometimes we look at the situation with our eyes of negative-mindedness. Never think, it's not everything that is small that is small. Every big thing starts small. So it's not everything small that must remain small. Is anybody here with me? It's not everything small that, come on, tap somebody and say, it's not everything small that must remain small. But everything must start small. I came as a prophet of God. God has started something in your life this year. It may look small, but something is about to drop. That thing is going to get into something else. Something that you cannot contain. Something that you cannot stand. Is anybody here for that? Shout yeah! Yeah! Oh, unless you want to tell me that you haven't seen anything yet in your life this year. You haven't seen anything yet. There's nothing you have seen as good from God. But if He has ever done any good thing for you, then I came to let you know that under this atmosphere, God is about to take you to the next level. Oh, come on, I wish I had the right people here. If He ever did anything for you, then tap five people and tell them, get ready, get ready, get ready, get ready. Come on, declare your faith. Declare your faith. Declare your faith. Get ready. Get ready. It is time to maximize the moment. Get ready. Something is about to break loose. Something is about to break loose. Something is about to break loose. If He ever did anything for you, if He ever did anything for you, then get ready. Get ready. I want you to know that every prayer you have prayed is never going to go waste. Oh my God, oh my God, oh my God, oh my God. Ah, yeah, 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 yeah. It takes the prayer from step one in order to release the cloud in step seven. Oh my God, if He has stopped halfway, He wouldn't have seen the glory of the Lord. He wouldn't have seen the clouds forming. I said it takes prayer from step one to release the clouds in step seven. Is anybody here with me? Every prayer you have prayed, every seed you have sown on this exalted altar is never going to go waste. God is about to blow your mind. God is about to blow your mind. In the middle of the shot, yeah. Tap somebody and say, maximize the moment. I'm here to maximize the moment.
We trust that you've been blessed with the word of God. We would like to have you worship with us at Miracle Manor Church, Top High, off Tech Junction Road, behind Love FM. Call us on 0244-991294 or 0209-959090. Miracle Manor Church, manna fed, manna satisfied.